Good morning, everyone, to another day and another episode of our EBC Prior Podcast. Remember, I am your host, Dr. Victoria Dad. I'm the first lady and co-pastor of the Elion Bible Church Apostolic in New Jersey. Today we can sing and praise God as we go through this day and glorify Him because He's a good God. He's our refuge and He's our strength and He's our helper in times when things are not right. He's also blessing us even in days when things are good. So today we want to keep on rejoicing and praise God because He's done so much for us. We can have joy. Because, like the songwriter, because God is in control, we can rejoice in Him. Let's read our scripture today. It will be from Matthew 5, verse 14. And it said, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. If you allow God to use you and work in your life, you will always shine. And you will never be able to hit it because God will be done in you, through you, and for you." So we're going to praise God today. And we're not going to give up. But we're going to plead the blood of Jesus and ask God for His guidance and covering and protection over us as we celebrate this day and praise Him. So let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you for another day. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your love. And for God, for reminding us of your glory and your plan for us. Reminding us that you are able to do abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think of. Reminding us that there's nothing impossible for you. And because of that, God, we can go through this day rejoicing and praising you. Because like we said before, God, you are our refuge and you are our strength. You are God who will help us in time of trouble. And so, God, we can rejoice in you. No matter what may come our way, we can praise you like not before. We can make you, God, the center and the focus of our life as we go through this day. Oh, God, we can increase in you and make you, God, have joy out of the praise that we give you. We thank you, God, for another moment that we can come and pray. And we thank you, God, for everyone that listened to this podcast. And God, we are praying today, God, that we become that light that will shine, God. Because you say we are the light of the world. We can shine for you, God. We can shine because of the gift you have given us, God. Oh, Father God, light can shine. If we surrender to you and let your will be done in our life, God, then we become the light that can shine for the world. That others will see the God in us and they will glorify you. Others will see your grace and your mercy. And they will glorify you because God, you are in control and nothing that the enemy planned against us can come to pass because God, you have always been there for us, God. And if we trust and believe you, God, you will protect us. You will keep us safe from every danger seen and unseen. And so, God, help us to rejoice today, God, to shine for you, to praise you, to glorify you, not to limit you in what you want to do in our life, God. But you say, we are the light of the world. Oh, God, we can shine for you. We can be exalted, God. You say a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Help us, God, to surrender to you so that we can be set on you. God, we will never be hidden because you will do your great thing in us. Help us to become prayer warriors. Help us to keep on praying, not give up in praying, not give up in the power of God, not give up on the anointing of God, not give up on the things that God wants to do for us. Help us not to give up, God, not to forget you, not to get caught up in the things of this world that will lose focus on you, but help us to always remember you. No matter what comes our way, God, remember that you are God and that there's nothing impossible for you, nothing that you cannot do. Help us to remember that the power of God is able to move through our life, is able to do great things for us, is able, God, to provide for us in ways we never thought possible, to protect us, God, in danger seen and unseen, to cover us in all the ears of our life. Lord, continue to bless us. Continue, God, to use us. Continue to help us to praise you. Continue to help us to rejoice. Continue to help us, God, as we go through this day, not focus on the things of this world, but focus on you, because God, you are a good God. Help us to go through this day rejoicing, praising you, honoring you, glorifying you, and let your will to be done in us. You are God, and God, there's nothing that you cannot do. We pray, God, that you help us, Lord God, as we go through this day, to remember that, God, you can intercede in our life in ways we never thought possible. And God, we pray continually for our family. Pray continually for every church, God, that have been led by you, Lord God. We pray for every pastor who are surrendered to you, God. We pray for every leader, God, who are being used and affected by you, Jesus. We pray for the power of God to take over, God, every era, God, of our life, and help us to become the people of God we're destined to become. Not to give up on you, God, not to get discouraged, not to let go of you, but to keep on having joy like the songwriter in our soul. Remembering that you are God who have done so much for us. And Lord God, because you are our refuge and strength, no matter what may come our way, we can pray, we can seek you, we can get attached to you, we can surrender to you so that your will can be done. And like the song, the scripture of God, Psalm, the scripture, Lord God, reminded us that we can praise you. And God, as you said in Matthew 5:14, God, we are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. So we can shine for you, Jesus. We can continue to praise you. We can continue to grow in you. We can continue, God, to become the people of God you're destined for us to become. We can continue to worship you. God, cover us under your blood. Let no weapon that form against us prosper, but let your will be done. Help us, Lord God, to go through this day and, God, shine for you. Encourage others to shine for you. Be a light, God, that you'll be pleased with, Lord God. Help us not to get caught up into the things of this world, but God, help us, Lord God, to get caught up into you, because there's no God like you. And Lord Jesus, help us to remember, God, that we can stand firm for you. We can be the people of God you determined for us to become. And so, God, we are praying for everyone who are listening to this podcast, that the power of God will move in their life. Cover each and every one of them under your blood. Oh, God, let all of us shine for you, Jesus. Let all of us be the light, God, that will let others know that God is still able to do abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think of. Help our light to shine so others will know that God is still God and God can do great things. So we thank you for everything. Thank you for another prayer session. Help us to keep on praying, keep on rejoicing, keep on seeking you, not give up on you, God, but to remember that you are able, God, in every era of our house, in every era of our life, in every era of everything we do. Help us to remember, God, that you can intervene. Intervene on the job, the home, the church, God, the family. You can intervene and do great things for us if we just surrender to you and let your will be done in us. Thank you for another prayer session. And God bless us as we go through this day to hold on to you and not get give up. Oh, Father God, thank you. Hallelujah. I want to thank all of you who are listening to this podcast. I want you to know that God can increase your life, can increase your situations, and give you that breakthrough like the songwriter said that you desire. Even if life is not perfect, just trust God and let God will be done in your life. Cry to him, plead to him, rejoice in him, and let him take control of your life and lead you in the path that he has for you. Keep on praying, and God will send a blessing you never thought of. Have a great day, and we'll pray again tomorrow. Bye-bye.